أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss the second يا أيها الذين آمنوا in the Quran, ayat number 153 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the way in which we can draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attention of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Ista'inu, seek the help of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Bis-sabri was-salah, with sabr, and that of salah. Our discussion was that of sabr. We will just terminate that discussion with one or two very important aspects. When we look at sabr, throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it over 70 times in the Quran Sharif, drawing our attention to its importance, number one, and number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding and advising us to bring this quality of sabr within ourselves. In the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sabr has been described in one word, and that is as-sabru diya'. Diya, something that is radiant, illuminating light. Sabr is light. And when we look at the Quran Sharif, Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam described it as fasabrun jameel. Sabr is an excellent quality that a person can bring into one's life. Why that importance of sabr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Quran says, huwa alladhi ja'ala ash-shamsa diya'a. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created the sun as a diya, a radiant light. Now we can akin the two together, that if there was no sunlight on this earth, we would understand what would have happened. This great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala has given us through the sun, the light, the heat, the solar power and everything else, gives life to this entire earth. Like that, sabr gives life to a human being, to a believer, insofar as one's spirituality is concerned. When sabr comes into a person, the way it is supposed to come, creating that radiance, creating that light, creating that nur, that guidance from Allah Rabbul Izzat, then we will find that in every aspect and every department of our life, we will find that we will be able to progress insofar as our iman is concerned, our a'mal are concerned, our akhlaq, our mu'asharat. Mu'asharat, actually our social dealings with people, interpersonal relationships with people, our mu'amalat, our dealings with people insofar as our financial matters are concerned. Ulama have written, when we take three creations of Allah Ta'ala, one is the hayawanat, that is the animal kingdom, Allah Ta'ala had placed shahwat in it. Allah Ta'ala had placed desires into the animals, and that is basically, they may have instinctive qualities, but that is where it stopped. We look at the other creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the direct opposite, that of the Malaika. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala did not put shahawat. Allah Ta'ala did not place desire in them. But when we look at the components that Allah Ta'ala had granted insan, Allah had given us two above all. On the one hand, Allah Ta'ala has given us shahawat, Allah has given us desires, that is insan. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala has given us aqal. Now, the sabr becomes a weapon whereby we can lower those desires and fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is insofar as our sabr is concerned, it is a quality that we should aspire for, it is a quality that we need to work towards, it is a quality that will grant us spiritual benefits, reformation and advancement towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So ista'inu bis sabri, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insofar as our material needs are concerned, insofar as our dini, our Islamic and our akhirat needs are concerned. Seek the help of Allah Ta'ala with the first prescription, that first weapon that Allah has given us, and that is of sabr. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, was-salah. The second is that of salah. Now when we look at salat in itself, Salat has a quality that is effective in remedying many, many of the difficulties that man goes through. Whatever adversities there may be, whatever calamities, whatever grief, whatever sorrows, whatever illnesses a person has. It is unfortunate that we have never recognized Salat to be as effective as Salat is. And when we go directly into the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find that the whole life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rotated and was surrounded by Salat. When we look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates in the hadith that whenever any adversity would afflict Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would resort to Salat. When there was a need, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform Salat. We will call it Salatul Hajat. Then we will find there was a need for rain. When there was drought, famine, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam again, he would resort to Salat, and he showed the Ummah about performing Salatul Istisqa. Then sometimes a person would need guidance from Allah Rabbul Izzat. We would need counsel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again we will find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had showed us the way out, performed 2 rakat Salatul Istikhara, seeking from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And throughout the life of Nabi alaihi salatu wasalam, there is a change in the phenomena of the earth. We will find that there is an eclipse, whether it was a solar eclipse, whether it was the lunar eclipse, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would resort to salah. But obviously these were specific nawafil salat that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform. But that will become effective when our 5 times salah is in order, the fard is in order, then all the other salat will become effective. A believer needs to just read 2 rakat salat, lift his hands, seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help, Allah ta'ala's assistance will be there. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Bani Israel, Allah ta'ala explains the difference, or rather the barrier between us and our salah. Allah says, wa innaha lakabiratun illa 'alal khashi'in. Salah is a very difficult thing for a person to perform, but upon the khashi'in, upon those people who have humility within their hearts. That humility in that heart is what a believer needs to aspire for, and that also comes when a person begins to perform salat the way the salat is supposed to be performed. Briefly, what is this humility? When a person begins to recognize the majesty, the greatness, the qudrat, the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat on the one hand, and secondly, one recognizes his own feebleness, his own uselessness, his own inabilities. When that becomes a reality in the heart of a person, that I cannot do, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that does, then ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. The quality of sabr, the inner spirituality of the heart, that humility of the heart, and then this weapon of salah a person performs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna allaha ma'as sabirin. This one part of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when man has difficulties, then people will tell us, I am with you, I am behind you, whatever. But Allah ta'ala is saying, inna allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces Allah's support for that person who has this quality of sabr. That support of Allah Rabbul Izzat is what a believer requires. We take solace from the words of human beings, take solace from the words of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala grant us this quality of sabr, sabr ala ta'a, that we persevere in the obedience of Allah, sabr anil ma'asiyah, that we restrain ourselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as-sabr inda al-bala. Whenever there is a difficulty, one is to accept the hukam of Allah, one is to accept the decree of Allah, and one is to be pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that quality comes, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help, Allah ta'ala's nusrat will come. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.